I think the key concern, a lot of people were asking what is going to happen to the registration fees that pilgrims have paid, keeping in mind that some have paid 100 rand a person, some have paid 200 rand a person, some have paid 275 rand a person, and the maximum a person has paid was 309 rand inclusive of VAT, and that was the final amount in terms of registration fees. So at this point in time, like we've mentioned to all radio stations and the television stations that we've conducted interviews, the board and the general counsel needs to meet over the next few weeks. Inshallah, we will discuss this topic and we will revert back to the public with the outcome. Inshallah, all of you.
Inshallah. Muaz, a question that we received from one of our listeners just on the WhatsApp line, the statement issued by SAUK sounded... Well, this is what the listener obviously is saying, is it sounded very cold and as though SAUK was just deserting South Africans. What do you make of this, and is this essentially the case?
No, it's not true. I think if you read the last page of our press release statement, it is very clear our stance is SAUK. Mm-hmm. We have to reiterate that based on this new transition phase, that inshallah we will assist our pilgrims to the best of our ability. You know, and our office staff will support all the pilgrims online, inshallah, like we are currently doing so based on our ticketing system that we have on our website. So we have no intention right now of deserting our pilgrims. This is a transition phase. We need to understand the challenges that our pilgrims are going to face. What people need to understand, we had to put the facts out on the table in the press release so everybody understands what is coming and what is about to happen to South Africa. We cannot sit back and pretend as if we're not too sure what is about to happen. And hence, people have gotten probably a rude awakening when they've read how things are going to change. And I think, you know, change is good at times. We need to adapt to change. We are not pro it at times, but we have to see what we have to do under the situation and under the circumstances. And I think we need to be there for our pilgrims, see how we can guide them, how we can mentor them based on the information that we receive. And I'm pretty sure that you'll find the travel operators would be doing the exact same thing, because ultimately it is the pilgrims that are all our people's concerns.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to see how we can help and guide our pilgrims to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm. No, certainly. I think a lot of prospective hujjaj who had maybe seen that their names were in the queue to might have were having their hopes have to be accredited for this current Hajj season 1447, and I think specifically speaking about that, the next Hajj season, the fact that it automatically impacts that as well. How do you see it playing out come next year?
Correct. I think that is a major, major concern, and we've had a lot of calls. I mean, keep in mind, we had a dynamic registration portal launched on our website so people could view their position. A lot of people that saw their places within the first 2,500 started doing preparations, you know, anticipation of going for Hajj next year. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you've got over 50,000 people who have registered as first-time pilgrims on our website.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to them? They have to now all start all over again. I mean, those people that are over 50, 60, 70 years of age who are about to get accredited now have to start this process from scratch, and they got no guarantee that they're going to go.
Yeah.
The other thing is, what's worse is the quota is now slashed by more than 50%. You know, so I think those are concerns that we should worry about. And we need to look at who caused all of this. Who are the people behind this? And people need to man up. And need to own up and need to come to the public and say, yes, we were the ones that were instrumental in going to the Saudi embassy. We were the ones who were instrumental in going to the DA and requesting them to take the matters to parliament. Because who was it? Our own Muslim brothers and sisters. So they must come up now and put solutions on the table for the pilgrims. Because this is what happens when people did not understand the process. They took assumptions. They went and ran with it. They made allegations. They made lies, without thinking of the ramifications of the pilgrims of South Africa and what it's going to do to the pilgrims of South Africa. So right now, people may not understand what's about to hit them, but when the registration starts, when the accreditation starts, and people don't get accredited, and people don't get to go through, then you will see the major concerns and uproar in the public domain as to how things are going to unfold. Because can you imagine all those who have been waiting, and now they're not going to get a chance? What is going to happen? Repeat pilgrims can go over and over every single year. Mm-hmm. So where is it going to leave the fairness for those who have not gone for Hajj? Those who struggle financially, you know, whereas the person with wealth can put his money down immediately. Mm-hmm. Where is the time period to secure your money? Whereas in the past, you were given a leeway between Sawq and the operator to pay your funds. Now you need to do it upfront on a digital wallet. Are people aware how to use a digital wallet? So those are the challenges we were concerned about. But I suppose other people had different ideas, and now the public is concerned, and everybody's concerned about pilgrims. Yeah. And we should be concerned about pilgrims. Mm-hmm. Because it's not to say that the Nusuk system is difficult. It is a fantastic system. I guarantee you, it is really brilliant. But are we ready? When I say, are we ready? Are the middle to low income earners in South Africa ready for such a system? Mm-hmm. And that's the key question. Had it been a transition phase over a period of time, it could be a lot easier to mold, guide the people, mentor the people. But this is happening overnight. Yeah. And that is a challenge we all need to worry about, is who are we worried about? Are we worried about the pilgrims, or are we worried about money? And that's the key question people need to ask.
Mm-hmm. No, certainly. And I think a lot of concerns that I've also seen people raise is we knew that the Nusuk platform was going to eventually be introduced in South Africa, but just the fact that it just happened overnight so quickly, and it should have, asking why wasn't it done in a more phased approach, which I would agree, I think it should have been done in a more phased approach, especially considering the major technological gaps that we see in South Africa. I mean, there's communities that don't even have internet connection, and then now for them to rely on a system that is solely done online, I can see a lot of people struggling. As the reoccurring question that I'm getting on my WhatsApp line now is about the registration money. People asking, just a message from 2636 Alarm, what happened to the registration money? Will they be refunded? I know you just mentioned that Sawq Board will meet during this week to discuss this, but is there a possibility that this money will be refunded to people that have registered?
Inshallah. I mean, look, like I said, we have to discuss with the board, we have to discuss with the general counsel. It's not a one person's decision, bearing in mind there's over 20 odd member organizations of Sawq that will make such a decision. Mm-hmm. So inshallah, we seem positive, and we'll have to wait for the outcome from the general counsel meeting that will take place later on this week, and a subsequent week meeting that may take place if we don't come to a solution over the weekend. So, let us just wait. Let us just be patient, be calm. Like I mentioned, the maximum a person has paid for registration fee was 309 rand, including VAT. We're fully aware of this fund that we have. We will provide feedback to the pilgrims. We're not going to run away. Sawq is not closing down and we're going to run away. We are there for our pilgrims. We will provide feedback. We will give input with regards to the refund or with regards to the registration fees. So please just bear with us. But remember, this is also shocking news for us. We only receive it Thursday night. We need to prepare, and we need to have the relevant meetings internally to discuss this matter. And we will provide feedback, inshallah, fairly soon to our programs.
Inshallah. Well, as just a point of departure, we know there's obviously been mixed reactions coming out from the public since last week. But has Sawq decided what's the next step for the organization?
No, not as yet. We haven't discussed it. We haven't had a board meeting to discuss it. We haven't had a council meeting. Our first council meeting is going to be this weekend, followed by our AGM. And I think, look, we have time on our hands. We will take the decisions. We will evaluate the situation before we make any decisions of the way forward to Sawq, inshallah.
Inshallah. Muaz Kasu, President of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, shukran so much for joining us online just to share some clarity with regards to some of the key concerns, that the public have been raising, and especially with the registration fees and what will happen with the money that they've paid to Sawq. But we look forward to continuing the discussions with you, after those meetings are held with the board.
inshallah, not a problem. It's always a pleasure to come on the Voice of the Cape and to provide feedback to our pilgrims and put their minds at ease. And inshallah, we look forward to speaking to you once again as we progress over the next few weeks, inshallah.
Inshallah.